When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Can tell us, but we don't show prep, so so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a Six Rick Kane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue Vision, DJ break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, we report live from the Hall Ride Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
But anyway, do you want to get the CEO's take on this?
Is El Padrino on?
El Padrino is backstage.
All right, let's
and he's rocking. He's rocking our old sponsor, Black Whore Rum.
Oh, look at that!
Hey, Ethan, how you doing?
Look at that!
Get that in West Palm. El Padrino, is that what I got?
You're the Godfather.
The Godfather. I don't know about that. I think the Godfather is in the middle of the screen here. Hey, Larry, how are you?
That's definitely true.
You're right.
Right now, they're not all happy with me, Ethan. So
no, I heard it. I heard you have him losing to Florida.
Yeah, that's the one that did me in. But here's the we're really gritting on the right side here. So this is what we got, Ethan.
Yep. You want me to pencil it in? I can do it.
For you. Right? Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do it. So before we even get there, right? You know, obviously you've been kind of following what's been going on as well. You know, there's a lot of so-called experts out there that don't know what they're talking about, but they are saying that we're going to be pretty good this year. So I'm gonna trust what they're saying this time around.
Yes.
But you know, we've got a lot of hype around this team. At some point, we were just talking about this. At some point, this hype, this Kool-Aid that we're drinking to a certain degree, has to come to fruition. Like it has to happen, right? Like this hype is for a certain reason. Mario's all in with this team. He's got some of the best players at every position in the country. So it's got to translate to some success. Now, whether it's, you know, 9-3 is successful, 11-1 is successful, 12-0, ACC championship game, who knows? To you, what do you see being a success for Miami this year, whether it's record-wise, production, where they get to, so on and so forth?
I mean, if the coach can manage the game, that's a success. I'll start there. I think that's the single biggest issue here. But I sort of agree with what I heard coming in here. I don't know who responded. The first thing, you want to pencil me in for the first game, L?
Yeah.
from an elder.
I'm throwing you off the I think you're the one person I can't threaten to boot out of the stream, so I'll just let it run.
No, that's that's true. You could, but I might find.
I mean, I'm not doing that. I can read an org chart. So
I'll just start with this. And again, it's different team, different coach, and in this case, and all this. When's the last time they had a highly anticipated game that they lived up to the expectations for, particularly early out of the gate?
Notre Dame, 2017.
Okay. You know, I was in my mid-40s at that point.
Yeah.
So I just don't know. I just don't buy it early in the season. I think this is actually going to be a team that gets better as the year goes on. But I do think that if it ends up being 9-3, but it includes a loss to Florida, the way it's going to have to be spun is that improvement overall, basically, and that they close strong for a change. I think I have them at 9-3. That's where I've got them.
So where are your losses? Who do you have a loss?
I think there'll be a random loss in there, that one we're not expecting. So let me take Georgia Tech on that one.
Okay.
There'll be a random loss there.
It's not another Neil situation, is it? We actually just lose.
I know. But you could have a repeat of it. I don't think you will.
Neil the ball this time.
I think they beat FSU. So I'll take the other loss. I'm gonna go with the other loss against Louisville.
Well, I am an island over there, huh?
Yeah, you are.
That was the loss I had, but I refused to groupthink. So
far, you do have Mel coming up in a little bit. So
wait, I didn't even notice that, Fish. Like, does the L key not work for you? I'm not sure.
I'm filling in the whole form, but it's not. In my head, I had that Louisville game as the loss, and then this happened. They all three picked in front of me. I was like, I can't do a unanimous loss here. And now you come in.
Well, you kind of mentioned it, though. So we got obviously, if they go 12-0, I mean, first thing, pigs are flying, but also everybody's going to be happy. So we'll just take that off the list here. But if we look at like Danny's and mine, so we got, and Jazz got the one loss season. We got Danny, me, and Blue. Which of those three patterns will people be angriest about? I never say happiest about because they're Canes fans. What will they be angriest about if it goes the way that Danny has it?
They'll probably be most angry at you for having Georgia Tech. See,
probably.
No, I actually think DJ's is the one.
I think DJ's because you can't use and Virginia Tech.
Well, also that does, you know, three ACC losses basically means you're out. Two ACC losses. Mm-hmm. There's a possibility losing to Florida and losing two ACC games, you still make. If we're playing in Charlotte for the ACC championship, I think, you know, that'll dull any UF loss, but it's hard. It's impossible with DJ's picks there. So,
You wouldn't say Blues. Here's why I might say Blues, because like they might be on the cusp there. If they got a two loss season.
Oh, that's true. Well, we blow that series.
Right?
That's true. Yeah.
I didn't think order operations there. That is definitely true.
Right. Like if they.
Oh, you got to. Oh my god.
All you got to do is beat Cuse. All you got to do is beat Cuse.
I made every media member in South Florida happy with that pick. I'm sure.
You're definitely right. That would be 7 months of I can't believe it couldn't beat Syracuse.
I don't want to listen to Goldie after that. Yeah, I'll say two loss season going into the finale. You lose to Syracuse, and where would that put you in terms of the ACC at that stage too? Blue has the loss to Louisville, but not the other loss to UF, obviously.
Yeah, no, that's tough, but definitely going into that game on Blue's schedule, you'd be just winning your end.
Yeah,
I think you have to have some things happen, you know, in order for you to get in, but you still got an opportunity because it's a two loss ACC as opposed to three. So right. I still think there's
a high probability that you lose that game. Someone else gets it in front of you, and it's you couldn't beat Syracuse.
Yeah, Donovan McNabb flashback.
Look. So let's not do that.
I'm glad I brought the positivity.
Well, let me ask you this, Ethan: is a 9-3 record this year for Miami a disappointment? Is it a bad season?
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CareCare is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I wouldn't say bad season, but can it be not a bad season but also a disappointment? I think it can be both. I don't think 9-3 is a bad season in the modern college football landscape, honestly, even if you're not in the best conference. But I do think it would be a disappointment in the sense that it does seem like they've geared up talent-wise, to be more dynamic on both sides this year, and particularly, obviously, the quarterback position. So I think it would be a bit of a disappointment because I think there's this hope, like there's this fear. Okay, oh, here we go again. We're going to get expectations and they're going to bleep the bed. But I also think there is this anticipation of some fans. Okay, this team seems to have talent at positions it hasn't had recently, right? And I just think, and particularly the work that he's done in the trenches, that it should it could convert to a 10-11 win season this year. So I think 9-3, not a bad season, bit of a disappointment. That's what I would say. But if it includes the loss to Florida too, I think Vish hit on this while I was waiting backstage, which is that like it's gonna be hard to get people to care for a little while after they lose to Florida. It's like the pin in the balloon, basically.
Yeah, people be like, oh, here we go. Same old story. Who cares if we're 5-1? We lost the important game, right?
Right. So
I totally get it.
And actually Melissa called us out in the chat. She's about to come on to do her predictions. But Texas A&M last year, if you recall, going into that game. Big early season SEC test. Yep. They were favored, beat the crap out of them. So there is progress to doing that at the beginning of the year.
Yes, there's well the LSU the network, LSU game. Yeah. I mean the LSU game. What year was that? 2000.
That was 19, I think.
2018. Right?
18. We had a damn watch party for that. We filled up GQ's Craft House and in the raid. We stood there in the raid watching them get like three first downs, it seemed like, in like the first three quarters.
It was not pretty. I was there.
It was not pretty. No.
So was Melissa. That wasn't a fun one. I gotta go look at the COVID year again because I recall we won a bunch of games at the beginning of that year. So there might have been some.
Well, let me throw this back at you guys because this is kind of the pressing question here. So what would be considered a disappointing season for Mario in terms of the perception of him? Like, what is the breaking point here? If they go 7-5 with that schedule, ooh, then what?
Well, there is no – I'll be honest with you. There is, in my opinion, there is a very small percentage that anything could go wrong – that it could be bad enough where he gets fired. I don't think he gets fired. I think that he's set at this, look, at this point, if Mario doesn't produce a winner with what he has done, I think it's hard for the administration, the program, and for anybody to kind of come in and say, well, if he can do it with what we've done and how much money we've thrown into this, mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody can come in here and do it, right? So that's going to be the first thought. So I don't think there's any amount of disappointment, 5-7, 6-6, whatever the case is, that's going to cause him to lose his job. But it's going to take – the school is going to take a hit, right? The team is going to take a hit. The program is going to take a hit recruiting-wise, but most importantly, NIL-wise. I think a lot of people are going to start, you know, well, they're not going to write their checks. They're not going to write checks anymore. And so that's going to be the biggest thing. How will that affect that aspect? If it affects that, then all bets are off. Like, you're screwed, right? So you have to win. You have to win. So I think that anything below 9-3, maybe 8-4, depending on the bowl game, right? Depending on how those losses look. But right. I think you got to go 9-3 or better and make a good bowl game or even the playoffs in order for it to be seen as a good season. If not, it's like you mentioned, it's a disappointment. That's why.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.